Chapter 25, Micah. I wake up to a hazy light pouring in through the window. Rolling onto my side, my gaze locks on Jensen. I almost forgot that I'd climbed into bed with him and Quinn last night, after Damien and I got home from the hospital. He's still asleep, flat on his back, with his arms resting on the pillow beside his head. This takes me back to when we were roommates in group homes, except I would always wake up across the room from him. Now, he's in my bed, right beside me. Quinn is nowhere in sight and the door is shut. Taking in a quick breath, I run my fingers through my hair, playing back my encounter with Jensen at the safe house in my mind. Me, on my knees, lips around his cock. Anxiously sitting upright, I take my face in my hands. A part of me hates him. Yet another part of me just wants to feel him against me again. I angrily sigh, shaking my head in hot, sexual frustration that is rooted deep. Without warning, there's movement beside me. Jensen's breath fans my skin. Then his warm, smooth lips press against the back of my shoulder.
I'm sorry,
he whispers, meaningfully. His hand finds my bicep, and he slowly grazes his fingertips down my arm. A shiver shoots down my spine in response to his touch as I shut my eyes, lowering my head. He kisses the nape of my neck, breathing me in.
I'm so sorry, Micah,
he quietly says. I turn my head and our eyes lock.
I'm sorry,
he repeats,
for hurting you. I never meant to hurt you. Please forgive me.
Fuck, I mutter, my voice low. Suddenly, I'm lost in his sincere eyes. I'm not just some guy you can toy with. I'm your best friend.
You're more than that.
Am I? I question, while his eyes explore mine.
I'm not like you,
he tells me.
You already know who you are. But me? I'm still finding myself.
What do you want, Jensen?
I want to be with Quinn.
He begins catching me off guard. He lowers his gaze to my lips.
But I also want to be with you. Deep down, I always have.
Be with me? I repeat, my voice trailing off.
Be.